Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two for this February 16th, 2023. Your host, James, here, and I am joined by Jasmine Carbajal, 4-H Associate Educator with Marathon in Wood County, joins us from UW-Madison Extension. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning, James.
How you been?
I've been good. Trying to stay warm.
Yes. That's a good idea. It's a very good idea on your part.
Yeah.
Good to hear. Always good to see you and have you in studio with us. Appreciate the time and everything you do with our community and these kids and 4-H and everything. And the events, whenever you join us, I always end up hearing from listeners how much they enjoy these events, how celebrated they are. It seems like, before we get ahead to the events coming up here, it seems like they've been very well attended. Have you been seeing that too?
Yes, definitely. Especially like our foodie one, which we'll talk about the one that's coming up, but I know that I came on and promoted the New Year one, and it was so incredible. Just, we had such a good turnout. We had kiddos just try new things. Mm-hmm. I had a mom tell me afterwards, like, I cannot believe my kid ate half an egg roll like that. He doesn't eat anything. So, like, the fact that he ate half an egg roll was a win for her. Yeah.
That alone, that's a win, like, worth the time. Like, that alone to get the kid
Absolutely.
To try something different. And whether it is trying a different food or trying a different, you know, art project or any of these kind of things, maybe learning different lingo or different languages. There's so many different things for these kids to open their minds to, and that they don't always get maybe an opportunity to do. So here is an event that's right in town or right near them that they're able to participate in and learn these things.
I agree, you know, and I always say, like, we offer scholarships, like, even if we put a price on our events, like, do not let that limit you. So, you know, like you said, it's a good opportunity to try something for free and just to see if you like it.
I'm a little proud of myself, Jasmine. I went this far in the interview before mentioning tacos. I have tacos right in front of me. I want to do is talk about tacos. I'm a little proud of that. Yeah. Because now we can talk about tacos.
No, let's talk about tacos.
Yeah. 4-H foodie tacos. What is this?
Yes. So I actually am really excited about this event. I'm going to be teaching the kiddos how to do flour tortillas from scratch and corn tortillas from scratch.
Nice.
So we're going to talk about, I still actually have my tortilla maker for my grandma that I grew up with, and just how that has changed, right? How they used to be like when she was young, and that kind of got passed on to me, and now how they've changed as the tortilla makers themselves. The materials are different nowadays, the shapes are different. So we're going to do a little education around that. The kids are going to get to just get their hands dirty to get their masa going, and we're going to make tacos from scratch, the tortillas from scratch. We're going to talk about protein. So my nutrition educator, Hannah, is going to be joining me, and she's going to be doing a little lesson because, you know, in the U.S. we tend to overeat protein. Our meat tends to be a little bit bigger than really the serving size. So we're going to be talking about serving sizes, right? What does that mean? We'll have an option for vegetarian tacos as well with beans. We're going to be talking about how to, like, this is a foodie class after all, so we have to make it a little, like, extra is what I would say.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be making mango pico de gallo to go with that. I know. Right?
Whoa, nice.
Right?
Oh, this is a lot more fun than I realized. So you mentioned your grandma. My Nana, she liked to make everything original. Our noodles, the sauce she made for pasta, all these things. When she would make tacos, same thing. We'd make our own tortilla, all that stuff. And it was a big deal to her that we made our own shells and those kind of things. And there was it meant something. When you work for your food, it tastes so much better.
Yes.
That was cool. But I'm so glad you mentioned this about kids and the messiness. Kids see food or making food, and they don't realize that they get to do this. Like,
yes.
That's one of the... it's not always fun to kids sometimes to look at food and make food. But then if you tell them, hey, you get to help make the food, and you're doing it in such an original way, like, especially most kids don't know or haven't seen how to make their own tortilla shells or anything like that. That's a really cool thing to be able to offer, all of that.
Yeah, well, you know, and it can be intimidating. Like, you might think, like, oh, making my tortillas takes forever. It's a long process. It really isn't. It's super easy. it's a lot cheaper sometimes. It's, you know, true. So even talking about that component of like you save some money when you're making things at home, you make them healthier, you get to control salt intake, you get to control the things that you put. So I think it's a lot of different lessons that you take away from something as simple as making some tacos.
Yeah. Well, and having Hannah there, we're going forward, it's only going this way where we're trying to be healthier with what we take in. We're trying to be more educated and understand more. I mean, nowadays, you don't almost, it's weird to see somebody grab something and just put it in their cart. They usually look at the back. Mm-hmm. They look at the labels. They want to know what's all in there. Mm-hmm. At a young age, to be able to kind of like learning a little bit more about that, or just one more lesson of that, is just going to stay in their brains that much more and really help going forward for these kids.
Correct. That's how we develop those healthy habits. And I always encourage, you know, family members to stay. So even though it's an option to leave them with me for about an hour, you know, and I teach them all these things, but if they want to stay, they can stay. And I encourage them to stay because then they can reinforce anything that they learn in class. They can go back home and do it, you know, with the one that we did last time. Also, like, I had families like message me right away, like the next day we did Chinese themed food and we redid it as a family, and that to me it, like, just fills my heart. Yeah. Because then they're taking the skill that they learn, you know, with 4-H with me, and then they're applying it to just their family and their everyday lives, and then it's a habit that they develop for the rest of their lives.
You know, we talk a lot about other shows of people connecting and bringing away from divisiveness and more connectiveness. And we have more in common with each other than we realize and everything. But I think I skate past sometimes that same thing, but with inner families, with you know, mom and dad and the kids and these things. And as the kids get older, we just don't spend as much time together in that. Being able to go through, like, take it at the 4-H class, and then bring it home like you're talking about, that's one more chance to kind of just have that organic conversations. Yeah. And who knows what comes up in those. And just having a connection with your kids and just one more memory with your kids.
Absolutely. Yes.
It's a fun event, too. Like, I don't want to skate past that part either. This is a lot of fun. This is a really cool event. I think that we've certainly, fast food chains and things like that have gotten a little bit better about having different types of food in rural communities like ours and everything. But I don't think a lot of people can come across this every day either. It's not just your average taco. This is, you know, real kind of, this is actually, we're talking true tacos and that.
You know, there's very few restaurants, Hispanic restaurants, Mexican restaurants that offer homemade tortillas anymore. Yeah. And especially in rural parts, you know, maybe like in bigger cities you find... Yeah. Still a restaurant that has that uniqueness to it, not around where we are. So like really this skill of like, I feel like a lot of our youth are gonna come, they're gonna be tasting a fresh tortilla for the first time.
Yeah.
And they're gonna love it, and then they're gonna go home and they're gonna make it.
and that's a skill that that doesn't have a shelf life. It's not correct. As if that skill goes away at a certain age or anything. You can carry that the rest of your life. I do.
Exactly.
And you do. Mm-hmm. It's just as a note, that's kind of cool for a person to have that skill set going forward.
Yes.
I also think that, you know, one of the things the 4-H does so well, I think, is helping kids find their passions and you know, helping them kind of, all right, here's your passion, you found it, now what are you going to do with it? And kind of helping them figure that out a little bit and stuff. In many ways, we talk about this with agriculture.
Yeah.
But I love the idea, too, of things like this in a kid. Maybe they find a passion for cooking, or maybe they just find a passion for Latin food, you know, or one or the other. So, their taste buds are just happier going forward.
Yeah.
There's so many, just so much discovery with this.
I agree. You know, a lot of times we associate 4-H with a fair, and 4-H is only like whatever you do at the fair, and it isn't, right? And so having a programming all year round that exposes kids to something that, like, oh, I really enjoy this, I'm going to come back next month for it, right? We're thinking outside of just fair. We're thinking about just every day and how we're applying this skill and what we're learning. So I agree with you completely.
I've told Laura this before, and I'd say the same to you. You guys have really helped me, because for me, I was one of those people. I looked at 4-H. Oh, that's an ag thing. Yeah. That's a this thing. Yeah. And it's so much more than that. It is that. And
it,
I don't want to,
that
is certainly a very important part of it and a great part of 4-H. That is not going away. That is still as strong as it's ever been, but it's grown and evolved to include so many more things to it. Where I wouldn't think there's a kid out there that couldn't attend or couldn't enjoy 4-H.
I agree. You know, we aside from food, you know, we've done sewing classes. We are doing mural painting and some of the other. So, like, we really, and we always are looking for ideas, too. So if we have youth that are like, well, I really want to learn more about X, let's set something up. Let's see who is an expert in that field, and let's do and have an opportunity for other youth to also learn about that. Because mm-hmm. what might interest you might also interest other people, and we just don't know until we offer it.
Is this an event that you need to register for?
So our 4-H Foodie Tacos, you do, just so I have enough supplies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people can go to our Facebook page, our website. We have our registration link there. It's coming up Thursday, February 23rd, and I did extend the deadline, so you have through Sunday. To sign up through the 19th if you're looking to want to come do tacos with us.
And this is, again, the details of when this event is, where it's going to be taking place.
So it's actually going to be here at the YMCA in Rapids, and it's $10 per participant. We start at 6, and we do ask for our youth members to be third grade and up, only because we do a lot of chopping, right? All of the veggies for the taco we're going to chop up and things like that. So we want to make sure that we do have a little bit of those older kiddos, third grade and up, usually is a good grade level to start them off with. This
it's also safest for everybody's sanity, like you know, just little kids. I love little kids, not in the kitchen, not at that age in the kitchen.
Certain things that I think that they do well in as well, you know, but when it is something that has so many components, sometimes that can be a little overwhelming.
It can be overwhelming for me. I mean, let alone that. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have more with Jasmine and our friends at 4-H here on Morning Magazine at WFHR. Welcome back to Morning Magazine for this February 16th, 2023. We're speaking with Jasmine, 4-H Associate Educator. And again, thanks for being here, Jasmine.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, sorry about that. Thank you for being here. Yeah. What I'd like to do is get into the Let's Create Watercolor book.
Yes.
This is exciting.
I know. So as a lot of our community knows, Frankie over at Let's Create has been such an awesome collaborator. I really appreciate giving us some of her time and some of her space and letting us borrow her team and their talents to present things like this watercolor book, in which this one is for youth starting in kindergarten. So our little ones can participate in this. It's coming up Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 6 at the Let's Create space. And basically what they're going to do is they're going to take this little booklet and they're going to do different paintings and make it almost like an accordion book.
Oh.
And this is something they can take to the fair. So it's like we're talking about, like fair and stuff like that. Yeah. So this is going to be, and it's very creative. Kids can do kind of whatever they want with some guidance, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Mm. I love that it's this is something for the really young kids that they can get into and do.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, too, where because every opportunity to build young people's confidence, I think, is worth taking the time and worth doing in the event. Mm-hmm. And if I've got a little one this age, I love the idea of bringing them to an event where, for lack of a better way to put it, they can't mess up. I mean, they can't do this wrong. They can't. It's just coloring. They've been doing this literally their whole lives.
Right, and it's their creativity, right? Like, it's whatever they want to do. So there are no limits or staying within the lines, or we don't have to be perfect. Like, it's really their project and how they want to do it.
We were talking on the morning show about having more and more opportunities for kids to use their imagination and how beneficial that can be as adults. As an adult, no matter what field or what job you do, you're going to be asked to problem solve. You're going to be asked to use your creativity. Okay. The more we tone that and fine tune it as a child, the better we are accessing it as an adult.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
This is a fun event. It's really cool for these kids, but I wouldn't take that other part lightly of this either. It's a nice part for kids to be able to not only share their imagination, use their imagination, but do it with others.
I agree. Yeah. And it, you know, you get to come into a local business too and see what that's like as well. I mean, I'm so grateful. And in a sense, you know, like Frankie and their staff are volunteering their time because they don't really charge us for using their space and their talents. Like, it's just for the materials. And we have scholarships available. So even if $8 is a little bit too much, that's okay. Like, come on out. We have scholarships. So, yeah, that is great.
Yeah, and as Jasmine mentions there, do keep that in mind when it comes to the events at the 4-H and everything. There are always scholarships available. There are ways to help you get to the class. The most important thing to the gang at the 4-H is to have you guys come to these events. Mm-hmm. That's very, very important for this, not only for the 4-H, but for these kids and for our community. Yeah. It makes them all stronger.
It's definitely for the youth, and we like to do a diverse type of programming because we want your youth, when they're interested in something, to participate. So do not let any, whether, you know, it's money, whether it's whatever it may be, like, don't mm-hmm. let that hold that back. Contact us. We can work with you because we really want the youth to access this.
Is there anything else people should know about the event? How to register, when they should register?
Sure. So we want them to register. I think we extended the deadline as well through Sunday. So if they can just kind of hop on, because this is coming up on the 21st. So it's already on Tuesday at 6 again at Let's Create. And so if they can register by Sunday, that will give us enough time to know how many kits we need to have for them. And they can just go on our Facebook page, website, to look at the link.
A shout out to the gang at Let's Create too. Yes. That's very cool of them to be a part of this. And Jasmine, we'll go over these events one more time before we let you go today. But I would like to take a moment to kind of talk about that. The ideas, our organizations working with the 4-H and mm-hmm. working with Extension, really. We've got a long history of this. And I have heard from listeners, businesses out before, just about like different things that you guys offer and if they can be a part of them. Something like this, if I'm not prying, how this was created, how this came about, if we talk about that a little bit, I think businesses, people out there may be their creativity, their imaginations yeah. are going to get going, and maybe they'll be a part of something with 4-H.
Absolutely. So how this came about was that actually Frankie, it's a big supporter of 4-H. She was in 4-H herself. Mm-hmm. And now as a business woman here in our community, I stepped we kind of reached out to each other, just like, hey, we want to collaborate, we want to do things together. And she's like, this is the type of business that I have, this is the type of stuff I could offer, are you open to it? And I was like, yeah, let's get some dates. So it's really easier than what people think. So if there's a business out there, a person that has a talent or something that they want youth to learn about, whether it's related to their business or a skill that they have, on a personal level, all they really have to do is reach out to me. That's it. And we can talk about kind of what they're looking to do and set some dates and offer it.
See if it's a good fit. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people out there, too, that are looking for ways to help out the 4-H. You mentioned that she was a former 4-H mm-hmm. member. We hear about that a lot, former 4-H members wanting to do things with 4-H yeah. and kind of put back in, give yeah. back to what they receive so much mm-hmm. of. When it comes to that, we encourage people to do that, to give back, to be able to reach out and be a part of things at 4-H, especially for those that it gave to so much. Yes. I've talked with Laura about this. There's so many things that 4-H has done for so many communities. It's nice to be able to give back.
It is. And, we talk about that 4-H background, but I didn't grow up in 4-H. I don't have a 4-H background. So, you don't have to necessarily have mm-hmm. a background to say, hey, I kind of want to just show this to the youth, like the skill that I have. So it is important and it is awesome. But also, if you don't have, don't be afraid. Like, we will get, and we service youth from, kindergarten all the way through a year after high school. So even if you're thinking your business might not fit a certain age group, we really service all youth. So even the older youth, we're always looking for things to engage them into different things. So it just let us know.
There's also other ways you can participate and be a part of things at 4-H, and that's through volunteering.
Yes.
And really investing your time.
Absolutely. Whether it's volunteering at a specific event that we have coming up, whether it's, the summer camp is going to be, we're going to start announcing that soon. We're always looking for adult chaperones for camp if you like to just be outdoors and around youth. So we always have a lot of different opportunities for volunteers at our local club level as well.
Are there some things coming up, Jasmine, that you guys are working on? You don't have to give us too heavy details or anything like that, but you got some stuff in the works coming up for the next spring and then?
We have a couple. We're starting the whole summer camp recruitment, mm-hmm. I think, soon. We have Creative Arts Day coming up in April as well.
That's right.
That'll be a big event. We're trying to grow it back up, and so that's another opportunity, to help. We're always looking for volunteers because that's a big event, so the more hands, the better. Yeah. So we have things cooking.
So even if you don't have time right now, maybe, you know, well, I know that I've always got more time in the summer or something like that. Reaching out now and letting them know, giving them your information, and that it could be a great way to have that. Okay, that's bookmarked. I already got that booked. We're good. And then you can have that to look forward to.
Absolutely. Especially depending on how involved someone wants to get, right? Like depending. So like summer camp, because you would be an official chaperone. There are some training, some background checks with that. So like knowing ahead of time that that's something you want to get involved with, get in touch with us now.
Let's go over these events one more time, Jasmine. And I want to start, of course, with tacos.
Who doesn't want to start with tacos? I'm with you. So our 4-H Woody Tacos is coming up Thursday, February 23rd, starting at 6 here at the Southwood County YMCA. It's $10 per participant for all youth, third grade and up. And we are asking people to register by the 19th or this Sunday. And they can find the registration link either on our Wood County 4-H Wisconsin Facebook page or our website.
And this is for youth, third grade and up?
Third grade and up.
And I want to mention that Hannah is going to be there as well. While this is a great chance to learn about how to make original tacos and all that and have some fun with it, it's also a great chance to learn about protein and what's going in your body and how that benefits you and how it cannot benefit you sometimes.
Yes.
A great chance to have a tag team with you and Hannah there of being able to cover such a vast topic, but in a fun way, because as you mentioned, everybody loves tacos.
Everybody loves tacos. You know, sometimes we think about, like, how we learn. Oh, it's just like PowerPoint or, you know, you write this and we give you the information. We do it through games. We do it through a lot of fun things. That's how we like to teach. So that way the youth are involved. So it really is fun from beginning to end.
That's a great thing to bring up, Jasmine, of working. There's so much of education that's, this is how I teach. You learn how I teach. Mm-hmm. I love what you guys do, and where it's okay, how do you learn best, or how, well, let me figure out how that is and I'll work towards you with that with you. Let me work with you and kind of bridge that gap so that kids do learn these things, that the education's getting home there to the brain.
Yes, and it's very learner centered, so we like to build on the knowledge that the youth already have. So we might even start by like hearing what they already know about certain topics and just building on that.
And I meant to mention this before, but I got all focused on tacos, and of course I didn't do my job. 6 to 7, not a big time commitment.
No, it's just 1 hour. We never really go over. Sometimes we do when we're having a lot of fun, but that's okay, because then families, when they come to pick up their youth, get to try everything that we made. But yeah, it's really quick, actually. It goes by really fast.
And you mentioned right there, these kids are going to be able to try the food. They're actually going to be able to eat this food that they're making, which is so cool. And I just can't imagine the pride on their faces, the way that they feel about that and everything. That's pretty darn cool.
If you follow our Facebook page, usually I post pictures after the event. You get to see just how excited they have with their final product.
And do yourself a favor, if you haven't done it already, do type into your search bar, is it a 4-H of Southwood County?
Wood County 4-H.
Wood County 4-H, yes. It's a great page. It's a great thing to follow, and you get to see that kind of stuff there. If people want to register, should we send them to the Facebook page?
Yeah, well, let's send them to the Facebook page or our website, or Wood County website as well.
And go to either of those and participate, to participate. And what date should they do this by? You have until?
By Sunday, I would say by Sunday.
Right. And I think it's really nice that you extended those. That was a nice idea to do.
Yes, I think that sometimes we have so much going on in our lives that we might forget that this is what I wanted to sign my kiddo up for. So let me give you some extra days. And they come straight to me. So if you have any questions or anything, like, just know that registration link comes straight to me.
I was running a little late this morning. I almost left the house without shoes.
Oh, no.
I mean, I literally almost walked out the door with no shoes on. Like, you're so right about that. We forget things all the time, under the best circumstances. Let's Create Watercolor book is coming up as well.
Yep. So that is on Tuesday, February 21st. Also, just from 6 to 7. So just an hour event, very quick, at Let's Create here in Rapids. That's $8 per participant. And that is open to youth in kindergarten and up. So the little kiddos can participate in this. They have until the Sunday as well to register.
Again, not a big time commitment, just an hour. And not only do you get out of the house a little bit and get to have some fun with the kids, but they get to, you know, as we were talking about before, really take that imagination and run with it and really have some fun with this.
You know, and we are talking about like, okay, it's an hour, it's not a big, but in that hour they learn so much that like you'll see it. You'll see how much they loved it and they'll want to keep coming back for more.
For kids, an hour is actually 20 hours. Like, but if they're having fun, it's 5 minutes.
Yes, that's true. So
it just goes by. And they're going to enjoy this. It's going to be a really, really fun event. We've talked about a couple of great things and kind of teased some other stuff coming up. To the parents out there, they're like, well, I got to get my kid in this 4-H. I got to get them participating in this. I'm way behind on this. If they want to have their children participate in 4-H, what's the first step?
I would say the first step is just to reach out to us because we have a lot of different clubs. And so based on where that family lives or like the meeting date or the time, we want to make sure that we find a club that works for them, that's close to them, that they can, you know, that it's not going to be adding stress to their life. So I would say reach out to us first and then we can get you connected to some of our leaders and some of the different clubs. And then it's just attending the club meeting.
And how can they get in hold of you, Jasmine?
So my personal email is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N-E, period, Carbajal, C-A-R-B-A-J-A-L, at wisc.edu. Or if you just go to our Wood County Extension page, which is wood.extension.wisc.edu, we have our directory there, and they can reach out to Laura or myself or Wendy.
Always love talking with you guys. Thanks so much for the time, Jasmine. Appreciate it. We'll talk again real soon.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow. We'll wrap up the show. Later on our network here at WFHR at 7:05, we have the Wisconsin Hockey. We have at 7:10 Assumption Girls. No, that's on WIRI. At WIRI, we have Assumption Basketball. Girls hosting Marathon. Randy and Don will be running that one. Join our sister station, WIRI, West Country 105.5 for that at 7:10. And tomorrow, we'll have Katrina Hittner hosting with the morning show with us. And then we'll wrap up Morning Magazine in part one with State Senator Patrick Teston joining us. And in part two, we'll talk with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, some of the performers from Streetcar Named Desire. That will wrap up the show for the week. This will wrap it up for today. Have a great one, everybody. We'll talk to you soon and later right here on
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.